And Meghna and I are ready. She with her ISO certified glasses. Be careful. Some vendors are, she's got them on. Some vendors are slapping the sticker on fake ones. I have my cardboard box with the pinhole. We're ready for the Great American Eclipse, which will launch in about an hour. And when it does, we're going to follow it across the country, not as the ancients thought as a sign of the end of the world, but as confirmation that all is right with the world. We'll get to the day's other news, but let's start with Joe Palca, NPR science correspondent. He's in Washington. And Joe, have I got that right? You know, eclipses come in cycles, so this is a good thing.
A good thing. Well, I guess so. I'm just curious, though. You've got your glasses on. Can you see the sun from your studio?
No, but we're ready.
I see. And just in case.
A cardboard box on your head is even weirder.
I see, yeah. I mean, that's prepared, boy. I'm telling you.
But what I meant was, you know, we know the Mayans thought it meant that the earth would split open and jaguars would rise up and eat everyone. We know that this is a cycle, and scientists have known about it for a long time.
I like the jaguar theory. I was actually, when I was coming in this morning, I think I saw a bobcat, which was pretty unusual. So, yes, it's a cycle. It is amazing, though, if you think about it. I mean, I was thinking, if somebody asked me to prove that the Earth went around the sun and not vice versa, it would be hard for me to just prove it to you. I'm used to it. I follow it. I believe it. I know it's happening. But somebody figured that out, and somebody figured out that these eclipses come in a cycle of about every 18 years and 11 days.
Right.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Well, and it's amazing that it happens. You have the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun perfectly lined up. The sun is 400 times the size of the moon. So remind us how the moon can block it.
Well, it's this, because it's 400 times further away.
Right.
It's one of these perfect things. You know, you can hold your thumb out and block the sun out if you want to. And it's the same idea. It takes up the same amount of space in the sky, essentially.
Right.
And it's just one of these cosmic accidents that the moon happens to be at exactly the right spot in the relative to the Earth and the sun, that it will completely block out the sun when it happens to fall exactly between the sun and the Earth.
It is amazing. Right. And now let's start with people who will be seeing totality first. This is the swath of the country from Oregon to South Carolina. If you haven't got your space yet, you're probably not going to get one there. So they're going to have the totality for about two and a half minutes in some parts where the moon completely covers the sun. What should they be looking for? We know there's gaseous, you know, there's gas around the sun that's going to show up as a corona. What do you look for?
Right. Well, yes, that seems to be the most spectacular thing because normally you can't see it. It's wispy clouds of extremely hot gas. It's kind of interesting that the surface of the sun is about 6,000 or 5,500 degrees centigrade. And these clouds of gas in the outer atmosphere, in the atmosphere, in the corona, as you called it, is in the millions of degrees centigrade. So how does it get to be so hot? Well, it does, and that's one of the things that scientists would like to know more about. But it's visible, this atmosphere, which is normally completely blotted out by the brightness of the rest of the sun. Yeah. So you get to see that. And afterwards, I don't know, it seems just to have a magical effect on some people.
Yes, it does. And it takes a while. It doesn't just quickly go back to light after darkness. It takes a while. But talk to people who are seeing partial eclipses. By the way, you know, we can't say it enough. You can only look at the totality while it's in totality for a couple of minutes. Everyone, when it's partially eclipsed, which is in other parts of the country, must have some kind of protection. We'll talk more about that in the program. But what will you look for there? I mean, how long does it stay dark? How long does it cover? What happens?
Well, it doesn't become dramatically dark unless you're in this umbra, the main shadow of the moon. And you're right. I mean, people say, even a partial eclipse is dangerous. Well, no, it's only a partial eclipse that's dangerous, which is interesting. But it's the same essentially ideas. Don't look at the sun when there's not an eclipse. I mean, don't look at the sun. It's a bad idea. It'll burn out cells in the back of your eye, in the retina.
Right.
So the thing is that when it's partially covered, you think, maybe it's not that dangerous if it's mostly, you know, like here in Washington, it's going to be 80 or 81% covered by this disk of the moon. So it's only 20% of normal. No, wrong, bad. You still have to wear careful eyewear. And it's nothing like wearing dark sunglasses. I don't know if you've seen these glasses, but you can't see anything
with Meghna
if you're inside them. Yeah, well, ask Meghna if she can see you, because if she can, she's got the wrong glasses.
Joe, we have only 30 seconds here. We're going to talk to you again over the course of the day. How excited are you, scientist? science correspondent?
It's a science event, which is very interesting, but it's an event. I mean, you know, people have been revving up for this for years, and it's just one of those social, amazing, whole country human experiences.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to you again. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Joe, thanks as always.
You're welcome.